Hello, and thank you for joining us on Weekend Warriors Hockey, the official podcast of the Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy. I'm Austin Holthouse, and co-hosting with me are Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy founder, Rick Parisi, and Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy head coach, Rob Boyle. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts or wherever you may get your podcasts. You can also listen to us on our website, weekendwarriorshockey.buzzsprout.com. All right, Rick and Rob, welcome back. We're here for episode 4. This is going to be our final episode focused on the Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy camps. I'm Austin Holthouse. I just wanted to point out real quick, thanks to all our listeners who have tuned in to our first 4 episodes, including our episode 0. We've gone over 350 listeners total in 2 weeks. It's very exciting, and thank you all so much for listening. Today, we're going to discuss how to get the most out of hockey camp, what players should pack, and hit a few quick, frequently asked questions. So Rick and Rob, I'm going to throw it over to you and let you guys answer the first part of it, is what advice do you have for players to ensure that they get the most out of hockey camp?
Okay. I think there's a number of things. Probably first and foremost is, you know, getting yourself physically prepared for camp. And I don't say this, you know, in order to scare anybody. It's not like you have to be in triathlon shape. In fact, a lot of people come to camp quite out of shape, but it's 12 hours of ice time over the course of a weekend. And the coaches are going to ask you to do a lot of things on the ice, and, you know, everybody's going to get through it. I think it's just a matter of how well, and, you know, obviously the more energy you have, the more stamina you have, the better you can execute, the more you can learn. So it helps in your learning to have, you know, a little bit of conditioning. If you're the type of person that plays, you know, 3 or 4 times a week, you're probably in good enough shape coming to camp. If you only play once a week, you might want to step it up a little bit before camp to do some, to be ready for the rigors of camp. Any comment on that, Rob?
Yeah, I mean, I would agree. I think that especially if you've been off the ice for a little while, so, you know, for our April camps, a lot of seasons are just ending now, so they're probably going to be fine. But when we get into July or August, and if you're not playing summer league, if you have not been on the ice in a few months coming to camp, you're going to feel it. You're going to feel it after a couple of sessions. So I would highly recommend trying to get out on the ice a couple times a week before heading to camp, if you're, especially if you're doing those later camps. But like Rick says, if you're already playing in a league, you'll be fine. But you're going to be sore after a couple of days. There's no question about it. So if the better you can be in shape when you come, I'm not going to say easier, but your body will respond a lot better over the course of 4 days. And that includes getting, not just that, but getting into the gym. So I can speak for myself. I've been in the gym 4 times a week just trying to get ready for camp. So
another thing is, you know, set some goals for yourself. So we put out this thing called the Warrior Profile, which is kind of like a questionnaire where people tell us what they want to learn. It helps us prepare, but it also helps them prepare for camps. And it's funny, some people won't fill it out, and some people will put a list of about 10 or 12 things. That's a lot, right? And we're going to address a lot of different things, but try to focus on 2 or 3 things that you really want to get better at. So that's, you know, just setting some goals for yourself. Another thing, and I'll let Rob talk about this one, because I know the coaches talk about it all the time at camp. It's getting out of your comfort zone. And Rob, I'll let you address that.
Yeah, I think even before that, just coming with the right attitude. And some people come scared, some people come confident, which is great. But our jobs as coaches is to get you out of that comfort zone. So if you're happy in a certain place, we're going to push you beyond what you already know. That's our job. That's what we're going to try to do. But it's really incumbent upon the player to want to push themselves out of that comfort zone to get better. We've mentioned this before, we don't scrimmage a lot. And the reason for that is that's all you get to do. So when you come to camp, we're going to do a lot of skills. We're going to throw a lot of stuff at you. You know, don't be afraid to try it. Don't be afraid to fall down. You know, it's the only way you get better. It's okay to fail the first time. I mean, that's the acronym, right? That's first attempt in learning is what failure stands for, or fail stands for. It's your first, if it's your first time doing an outside edge, it's okay if you fall down. Don't be afraid to give it a shot. And I think that's where a lot of adults run into some problems, just kind of getting out of their heads a little bit. And well, I've never done this. Well, that's okay. That's what you're here for. And then, and I know our coaching staff is really supportive, and we're, you know, always encouraging of trying to make sure that the players get the most out of camp. So it, come with an open mind, come with an attitude of that I want to get better, and just open your mind to new ideas. A lot of times we'll teach the same thing you're being taught at your rink. It just might be a different way or a different type of verbiage that we're using. So just kind of open yourself up to that. And I think camp will run great for all the players if they can do that.
Rob already got touched on the next two bullet points I had, which was don't get down or frustrated. Don't worry about if you fall or miss a shot, or don't start thinking about it and dwelling on, did this wrong. Be positive, and people are going to be supportive, and the coaches are going to help you out. So don't focus on that failure, and just be ready for the next rep and, you know, build on it. Right. And then what Rob said, go ahead.
Yeah. I would say if you let frustration creep in, it's going to ruin your weekend. If you let that creep into your mind, it can spoil your weekend. It's okay not to be the best out there. It's okay to, like I said, to fall down. It's okay. You can't raise your shot to go bar down right away. It's okay. So again, just maybe the openness and the attitude of coming in and just be responsible for your learning and really push yourself.
Yeah. And the open mind has to do with realizing that you may have learned something one way and a coach may teach you something a different way. And it doesn't mean that the way you learned it is wrong. Sometimes there's just different ways of approaching something. And even among our staff, different coaches will teach different ways of doing something. And for some people, you know, one method might be like, I'm not quite getting it. And then another coach tells them a different way. And it's like the light bulb comes on. So having that open mind and not being like, no, this is the way I was taught when I was 8 years old, and this is the way it has to be done.
Exactly. Yep.
From a individual who's been to the camps, just my two cents real quick on all those points are very important to think about before you come, because it's a lot to try and think about and digest if you're trying to do it on the fly. Be reasonable with your goals. I think that pretty much all of us that are going to come to this camp have some issues with our skating. So I definitely would set some skating goals, but also be open to the fact that you're probably going to not skate as well and do some drills that are really going to challenge your ability just to stay upright, much less execute them the way the coaches are going to demonstrate them. But the idea is to set those into your head, have you try and practice it the right way, so when you go home, you can work on them, because it will be a challenge. And you won't be able to do the drills exactly like you want to in your head, but be okay with that.
And the other thing is, don't try to go full speed right away. You know, we're teaching you something, you're learning it for the first time. Go slow. And then as you get better at it, then you can build the speed. And that's, you know, Rob and I talked about learning guitar. That's one of the things they'll teach you, is like, you're learning to do these things, learn to do it properly, and then you gradually pick up the speed. So when you're doing these drills, don't, if it's a skating thing, don't try to go, you know, as fast as you can right away. Work on the technique, get it down, and then build the speed over time.
If you go to weekendwarriors.com, you will find information on these topics as well on the blog section. Just scroll down a little bit, and that's all in writing there. We've expounded on it a bit more today. So go ahead and check out the website for more information on that topic. Let's go ahead and roll into the next one, which is, what should players pack?
They should bring their hockey gear.
That's a good one.
And do not bring new skates. Or if you do bring new skates, bring your old ones as well. Hockey camp is not the time to break in a new pair of skates. You're going to be on the ice for 12 hours over the course of a weekend. That's a lot of ice time. All right. The last thing you want is a blister on the first day. So,
which I got the first camp I was there. My skates were not new, but my feet were not used to being, I think it was Saturday at some point, my feet just weren't used to being in skates that often. They weren't new, but I was able to run out luckily at lunch, I think, and grab some blister stuff before it got really bad.
Yep. And that's another thing we talk about at our orientation too. So one of the things we tell you to bring is bring extra socks and undergarments to keep, you know, so you have dry feet, dry undergarments, keeping your feet dry. drying your skates out in between sessions is important. We talk about that at camp.
Yeah, because you will do a session, take a couple of hours off, maybe even 3 or 4 hours off between lunches and chalk talks, and then you're back in your wet gear, and you do not want to put on wet undergarments or wet socks because they're not going to dry in that time.
That's so right.
I brought two of everything and it worked out perfectly.
Yeah. And then, you know, obviously things like towels and, you know, soap or shampoo for showering, hockey tape, your paperwork or travel details. I say paperwork. Most people are putting everything on their phone now. Our waivers and stuff like that are all online. A few other things like ibuprofen is a good idea. Foot care products, like you mentioned, Austin. So just being able to, you know, your feet might get sore, you might get a blister. We carry some stuff at camp, moleskin and things like that, because we know guys develop blisters, but it's always a good idea. A notebook for taking notes. So we do a couple chalk talks over the course of the weekend. We do some video reviews. So the coaches are constantly, you know, giving information to the players. So just having a notebook, a place to jot it down in is good. And then helpful snacks and recovery drinks. So, you know, sometimes you get off the ice and we're not going right to lunch. Let's say maybe we're getting off the ice and we're going to have a talk. You know, maybe you want to have a granola bar or something and Gatorade, or right after the afternoon session. And then as far as, you know, just as clothes for going out in the evening, you know, you don't need to bring your tux. We're not going anywhere fancy, but just think about, you know, like Thursday night, we're going to have our camp dinner. I'm sorry, Saturday night, we have our camp dinner. Thursday night, we have our break the ice party. So just any clothes really, but, you know, just think about the fact that, you know, maybe if you're going to camp, you're going to be going out a little bit. And then one thing that is a good suggestion, assuming you're driving and not flying, is to actually bring a fan. Some players will bring a fan to put in the locker room. As you know, between sessions, depending on where you're at, some places are more humid than others. Some places will dry out better, but having a couple fans going in the locker room is helpful. And if you're going to bring a fan, you probably want to bring an extension cord, because generally in hockey locker rooms, there are not a lot of outlets. And if they are, they're usually not very close by. So that's always a good thing to bring.
Yeah. Power strip. If you're lucky, somebody will bring a power strip. So yeah, that way you can get a couple of fans, and fans are invaluable. You've got 4 hours to try and dry out your stuff.
Right.
Okay. Rob, anything you want to throw in there on this topic?
Yeah. I mean, I would add maybe an extra stick, an extra set of skate laces. Sometimes pro shops are open. Sometimes they're not close by. We don't carry extra sticks or skate laces. So it wouldn't be a bad idea to throw just an extra set in your bag. And, you know, we have had broken sticks in the past, and sometimes there's not a pro shop nearby. So just little things like that. Pair of running shoes. Sometimes we do some off-ice stuff in terms of stick handling or even yoga. So maybe an extra pair of shorts and a workout t-shirt that's not going to be something you're going to wear underneath your equipment. So there's that too. And I think Rick pretty much hit everything else, but those would be my suggestions.
I would also recommend that have your skates sharpened to the level you normally like them before you show up. I know a couple of guys were like, I got to get my skates sharpened. So probably not the time, as Rob mentioned, they might not be there to sharpen them for you. So,
well, especially a lot of guys are picky with sharpenings, I know. And so if you have someone at your rink that you like and they do a great job on my skates, get it done before you leave.
All right. Awesome. So that covers the bulk of what we wanted to get to, I think, in these first four episodes. Rick, we'll throw it over. If there's a big one or two frequently asked questions that you think people really need to know before they come to camp, now's the time.
We talked about this before, and I think that there's a bunch of these questions that get asked a lot. I get them by phone and by email, and generally they relate to just, you know, what's covered at camp. What's the curriculum like? So I'll just kind of go through that kind of quickly and cover some of that. So first thing is, you know, skating is a big part of the curriculum, especially the beginning of the camp. It's not the most fun part, but you can't skip this. It's the foundation of the game. You can't play if you can't skate. What we like to do is break it down to its core elements, you know, the inside edges, the outside edges, the extension, all of that. And then we build it up over the course of the camp. So it's breaking it down to the elements, working on the elements and putting them all together to make your stride more efficient and more powerful. And understanding the importance of being efficient, you know, we think about, we always laugh about this, that world-class hockey players have shift lengths of 40 seconds, but beer league players think that, you know, 4 or 5 minutes is probably a good number. So somewhere in there, the math is a little bit off, but being efficient and conserving energy is important so that when you get to the third period, you have energy. So skating, we're working on forward skating, backward skating, pivots, crossovers, tight turns, transitions, all that stuff. And then of course, then there's the hockey skills, things like shooting, passing, stick handling, puck protection. So we teach all those things individually. And then as the camp progresses, we take all those elements and we're putting them together into drills. So for example, there might be a drill where it involves a stick handling, you know, you pass to a coach, make a tight turn, and it ends in a shot. So there's a lot of drills like that where we're putting all these elements together. And we tend to do these in station work. And the advantage of station work is that it keeps people moving. It gives guys lots of reps and lots of feedback from the coaches. So instead of having one drill going on the whole ice, we might have 4 drills going on at the same time, 4 separate groups, and everybody rotates through those 4 stations. And then, of course, there's the off-ice stuff. As far as what we do off ice, we do have chalk talks, right? So we talk about offense and defensive positioning. Our talks focus on what you can do as an individual to be a better player, because we don't expect you to go back and coach your teammates, because we all know how well that'll work out. You know, you're not going to go back and, hey, I learned this great, you know, power play at camp and try and teach it to your teammates. It's not going to happen. So we try to focus on those things that will make you a better defensive player, a better goal scorer, that type of stuff. Then there's the video analysis. So we do 2 video sessions for the skaters. One is working on your skating stride, focusing on your forward stride, and seeing that is sometimes painful, but it's very eye-opening for the players to see. You know, they think they're low and they're like, oh, wow, I thought I was low. I'm not low at all. And
it stops as well. It's not just skating. Right. We look at your stops as well.
Yep. And then the other video analysis we do is the scrimmage. So we do a scrimmage on Saturday morning. We videotape that. And then Coach Rob will break that down. It's his favorite part of the camp because he gets to, you know, point out all the awesome plays that are made and all the perfect positioning that happens during the course of the scrimmage. Of course, nobody's ever out of position, so we all know that's not true. And then there's things that we've added, like, you know, Rob mentioned the off-ice stick handling or yoga or conditioning, and it depends on which camp and what the facility's like and what coaches we have in place. We'd like to just try to keep it fresh. We've been doing these camps for 18 years. And the challenge for us, one of the challenges for us is covering all the basics for the first time attendees while still offering something new for the repeat offenders that we get. Because we do have a lot every camp. You know, a third to a half of every camp is going to be people who've already been to camp. So we want to keep it fresh for them. And I think we do a pretty good job of that. So I think that's, you know, pretty much covers a lot of the questions regarding the curriculum.
Okay. Awesome. Any parting shots you want to throw out there in this end of this 4-segment podcast set we've done for people coming to camps? Now's the time. Rob, anything you want to throw out?
Well, I was just going to ask Rick, and I say this because obviously it's in the news, and Rick, you were asked about it. Did you want to address the coronavirus? Because you have been asked about it.
Yeah, sure. I mean, right now, I have had a couple people email me this week and say, hey, are camps going to be going on? And right now, I mean, obviously we don't know what happens as, you know, things go on, but, you know, we're just trying to be sensible about things. We have no plans to cancel any camps. It's just a matter of being sensible and practicing safe hygiene and all that stuff. But there is no plan to cancel any camps.
All right. Well, for the folks out there listening, a lot of the information we went over today is on the website at weekendwarriorshockey.com hockeycamp.com. You can hit the blog up and get the information on how to get the most out of hockey camp. You can hit the about camps and then roll down to preparing for camp to get what to pack information. And you'll be ready to go if you roll back through those three episodes previous and this one, and you're about to hit the 2020 season and go to a camp. This should get you off on the right foot, or maybe even pique something in your mind that you need to shoot an email off to Rick or Rob to find more information out. Just a reminder for everyone out there, we got the Pittsburgh camp coming up April 16th through 19th, Shelton, Connecticut, April 23rd through 26th, and then Atlanta, Georgia, April 30th through May 3rd. That gets us into May. For the next episode, you can expect something not related to Weekend Warriors adult hockey camps. It'll be a little bit more about hockey skills and things that we all need that are outside of camps, but can help you improve your abilities on the ice. Any final thoughts, Rob?
Nope. Looking forward to our next chat and working hard at preparing for camp.
And Rick, anything you want to throw in?
Nope. Just getting ready for the season and can't wait to get going in Pittsburgh in 5 weeks.
So thanks everyone for listening. I'm having a great time doing this. Everybody that listens only motivates us more to put these out. If you enjoy it, please give us some feedback. Please ask questions via the methods we give you to do that. And that'll help us keep this going if you do enjoy it. So till next time, thanks everyone. We hope you enjoyed our episode and are motivated to learn more about how you can improve as an adult hockey player. If you have show ideas, disagree with anything we said, or just want to say hi, please contact us. Simply email us at info@weekendwarriorshockey.com or leave a message on Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy Facebook page, Twitter, or Instagram sites if that's easier. We love to read responses and listener questions on the air. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you may get your podcasts. Share us with a friend or two or three and leave a 5-star Apple Podcast review if you enjoyed the show and want to learn more. Until next time, keep working hard and improving each time you're out on the ice.